It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And Coach, obviously a disappointing result here tonight. This Charlotte defense made it difficult all night long.
Well, they did a terrific job of closing down our driving lanes and then inviting us to shoot the three, and I thought we took great shots. I thought we did. You look at the threes we got tonight and the threes we got the other night against Georgia Southern, and it wasn't much difference. And we just didn't make them tonight. And I thought they were great looks. I don't think there were any bad shots in the sequence of. But when you're taking 34, you 50 shots of threes, and then it's reflected in the fact that we had 10 foul shots, and then you know you just you see the parallel there. That they were going to invite us to shoot the threes, and we did get great looks. But it just didn't happen.
And, Coach, you talked about being fluid. Not only you don't want to allow them to get in the half-court sets defensively. We saw it a few times, Kellen Grady in transition trying to break that up, but those were really momentary opportunities that weren't consistent.
Yeah, you know, we did get some opportunities to push the ball up the court, but you know, when you're taking the ball through the net because they're shooting foul shots, it makes it very difficult to get it up the court at the speed we want to get it up the court. And I think the discipline of our defense bailing them out, the conventional three-point plays that we did give up, that is something that we have to really look at.
Coach, this was a four-point game a number of times, and it felt like on those possessions, you got pretty good looks sometimes, and they just didn't drop. What's the challenge when it seemed like they tightened up a little bit, maybe when it – I mean, Charlotte's defense tightened up a little bit when it was a four-point game.
Well, I would agree with you, Justin. It was a four-point game on multiple occasions, and I think in each occasion we came out of a timeout or we came out of a foul line situation, and I thought we got a tremendous look. I mean, there was that thing we ran, I think it was down four, and Lee had just an absolutely sensational look at the top of the key, and it just didn't go down. And I have no explanation for that. We just didn't make shots. And the fact that we were invited to take those shots rather than get to the rim, that probably is the one thing we'll have to look at and say, geez, why didn't we get to the rim more? And I don't think, as I said, our shots were bad shots. I thought they were very good shots.
What can you take from a game like tonight? What do you see that you're going to learn from tonight?
Well, I think it started in the first half when there was a loose ball on the floor and we didn't get the loose ball. That just resonated with our entire aggressive attacking mentality. Not getting that loose ball, we reached down to get it. They got on the floor. They got it. I think they scored on that possession, and it was very early in the game. I guess it was maybe the 16-minute mark, and that kind of showed that we got to be a lot more aggressive for loose balls. And you saw the number of times the ball seemed to be tipped around in the rim, and they came up with it. I looking at the Supica, he had 11 points, and much of his 11 points were picking up what we call soccer rebounds, bouncing rebounds around the rim, and he had the strength to get them and pull them in, and we didn't.
Coach, how much was it a point of emphasis in that second half to go inside right away? I think Sam got an opportunity right away. Were you trying to get something going at the rim?
So we were trying to get something going at the rim. We were also trying to get Sam going. We got him a great look, and then on the next possession, he got another great look, and the same thing happened in the first half, and you know, you try to get guys going, get them feeling good, feeling confident. Then our guys are very sensitive, emotional, and they want to do the right thing. And they practiced and practiced and practiced and prepared as well as anyone could prepare for this game. And they were emotionally ready and they were physically ready. And all of a sudden, something happens when you miss shots. When you miss shots, it puts you on your heels. And it's one of the notes on my note card. Be aware of being on our heels because we're missing shots. And I thought that's what happened in the first half. We, you know, we had come off a game in which we made 17 threes, and then we're 5 for 18 in the first half, and all of a sudden we're starting to search, you know. And I think when you start searching, then you get on your heels defensively. And when you get on your heels defensively, then you're going to get penetrated, then you're going to get to the rim, and you're going to make those layups. And, you know, they were 21 for 26 in the line. We were 9 of 10, so they shot 16 more free throws than us, and that's the indication of their aggression.
And, Coach, your defense, I thought, for a key segment down the stretch, came up with three or four turnovers in a row, but then, again, offense was just a little bit off.
Well, there were moments in our defense tonight it was superb. And the challenge of our defense is that five guys have to be on the same page. If one guy is missing, because we're dependent upon five guys, that one guy missing breaks the chain. And when the chain is broken, we struggle. It happened tonight. Now you look at Charlotte had five assists. And that indicates that they weren't passing the ball. They were beating us with the dribble. And in most cases, either was beating us with the dribble or getting those loose balls. They only got five offensive rebounds, but I suspect that their second-chance points, you add them up with and of course, I've completely avoided talking about the turnovers, but we just can't have 14 turnovers. That's 14 empty possessions, and in most of those cases, those turnovers were not, it's like an unforced error in tennis.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time tonight. We look forward to the Cats getting back on the court on Friday night.
Okay, thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is a proud partner of Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.